I'm joined by Mr. Peter Hennis from Mount Gambier Men's Shed.
We had a month of Saturdays where they opened the shed up and invited people to come down there and see what sort of things that they were doing.
Let's take a little look around the region at what all those industrious chaps at the men's sheds at various different locations have been up to. Peter, how are you?
Morning, Connor. Good morning, listeners.
Thanks very much for coming in. We're going to start just over the border in Portland today. They've got an AGM coming up.
Yeah, they've got their AGM coming up on November the 7th. And some of the things that they're making over there are bird feeders in a flat pack form, which is actually going to one of the local schools over there. So when they're having their school holidays, someone goes into the school and the kids actually make these bird feeders up and gives them something to do.
Good time of year with spring and lots of birds around. Still over there in Haywood, there's an event going on October 26th.
October 26th, yeah. They're holding a function for the Black Dog Institute over there. Regular thing that comes around every year, and it'll be on the town green, which is behind the post office, starting at 11 a.m. Victorian time. Food is actually free. This is actually run by the Victorian Men's Shed Association. Mm-hmm. So the food is actually free, but they're asking for a donation, and that'll go to the Black Dog.
Okay. And looking back over the border, in Keith, very busy up in Keith at the minute. Completion of the usual orders, raised garden beds, wicking beds, mud kitchens, kids' picnic tables. But there's some other things going on with some red gum.
The thickener's been, and Keith's not over the border, it's actually north of Mount Gambier.
Oh, back over the border from Victoria, I mean.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
they've got a thickener, so we're doing heaps of work on some old weathered red gum, and which after a few passes by it comes up with some very nice timber. It makes a lot of noise while they're doing it, so they're actually looking at a grant that they've got available for them to modify the thicknesses so that it's got a spiral cutter. It gives a better finish and less noise. I think Mount Gambier Men's Shed's actually done very similar thing with their thicknesser.
Yeah, okay. And they've just been given heaps of demolition timber to work with.
They've had three trailer loads of demolition timber from one of the neighbouring hotels. It's all Oregon and Jarrah.
Is that good? And I don't really know woodworking, Peter. Is that good?
That's good timber, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, a lot of the old houses had Oregon floors and things like that, and joists were made with Jarrah. And
yeah, okay.
There's lots of things that they used to use, you know, in them old days. And although it has a few nails and things in it, after they've taken the nails out and so forth, run it through the thicknesser, they've got some fairly good timber there, but what is no good ends up in the fire pile.
Yeah, okay. And also, and I quite like this, because we talk a lot about art on the show, they're helping out with a local art group.
Yeah, they're working on display boxes for the local art group, and that's actually one of the oldest art groups in South Australia, so I've been told. And some of the members are fixing the rubbish bins for the show society, ready for the jet boat event that's coming up on October the 18th.
There you go. Lots going on in Keith. Now, looking to Bordertown, they're doing something which I think encapsulates for me when I think about men's sheds. It is a bit about community and getting together. And they're doing something there that is kind of, you know, offering that opportunity to fellas.
Yeah, well, basically what the Bordertown Men's Shed is all about, they're offering to the community a chance to get together and discuss topics of their choice in the shed and provide morning tea on a regular Tuesday morning. Previously, scones were on the menu for their shed up there, but
nice.
Unfortunately their baker or cook or whatever you like to call him has moved to another location, and so they're twisting the arm of a few other members in the shed to see if they'll step up to the process to
if you've got a background in scones, reach out to the Bordertown Men's Shed. That's we'll put that out there for you.
Some of the current activities that they've got up there is they've been very productive in organising some grants up there. They've got a CO2 laser engraver and a horizontal bandsaw out of it. So that's very good for them up there. These laser engravers are quite fascinating the way that they work.
Right. And they're trying to get the mill a grant so that they get the mill undercover.
Yeah. They just want to get a cover over the top. Another cover that they got a few up there at the moment, but the milling machine that they have, they want to be able to put it undercover and keep it, you know.
Yeah. Another thing that is happening in Bordertown, which I think is really, again, community-minded, they're working to help a new cafe in town.
Yes, they're making chairs, tables and chairs for a member up there for a new cafe at Caniva. And this person has had work done with them previously and values their the costing and so forth and the time that they put into it. So opening a new cafe, they come back and ask them to do some more work for them.
There you go. Lots going on there. Another busy shed up in Narracourt. They've been letting people come in and see what they've been up to.
Yeah, Narracourt just they worked on all the different apparatuses and everything that the members have got there, so people could actually see. And as a result, they've ended up with 5 new members. So
that's
good on them.
Yeah, absolutely. Something again. There's an event going on, Shed Fest. Tell me about that.
Shed Fest is South Australian and Northern Territory Shed Fest. It is. It's actually run by the Australian Men's Shed Association, and it's being conducted this year in Narracourt. It's a sit-down event. It's got meals supplied by the RSL Bowling Club on the first night. Then the next morning they're having breakfast at the Caves, then back to the shed after that for talk about what's going on in all the sheds and so forth. Tickets can be bought online at Sticky Ticket. I haven't actually heard of them, but
yeah, I'm sure you can search it on the internet.
But I'm sure that if they find it, they'll find it online at Sticky Ticket, and they're $20 for 1 day, and if you go for the 2 days, it's $40.
Right, so is that all the sheds in the region are going to be going to that one, or just up in Narracourt?
No, all sheds can go to that one. It's they're all invited to that, so it's not just a Narracourt shed.
Yeah, so again, I guess if you're interested, that might be a good way to find out about sheds, much like the open day, so get along to that one. And if we come back to Mount Gambier now, Peter, I know that you guys had been working on Frew Park for quite a while. Are you happy with how that's turned out, all the fencing?
Yeah, Frew Park is finished. The shed wishes to thank all those that participated in the work to improve the area. It looking across the road from where we are at the moment, it has actually come up a picture. Council have done a fantastic job, and all the other people that have been involved with it.
Yeah, well done to all of you guys over there. Big job looking at it. And you guys are looking ahead to Christmas.
Yeah, we're always looking at, we're looking ahead to Christmas because what's been going on is we've been making some wooden Christmas trees, and they're for an upcoming family day coming up with the truck show.
Right, full-size sort of trees?
They're around about 5 feet high, I believe, somewhere around about that. And in the old school, haven't worked out 1,500.
Feet's good. We'll go over money here.
Yeah, and anyway, when they're finished with them at the truck show, I believe they'll be handed over or donated to a couple of the local schools around town to decorate and use them there.
There you go. And a little bit work has been done on the roof as well over at Mount Gambier.
Yeah, we've put in to have an outside area between our big containers that we have there to put a shed over the top of it or a lean-to type thing over the top just to keep the weather out. A lot of the fellas go out there and cut their timber and so forth, and it just gives them an area, and it'll also be utilised every month. We have a barbecue at the shed where the men come along and just have a sausage sizzle, and they'll be able to cook that out there as well.
Perfect. Nothing better than a sausage sizzle. Peter Hennis, it's been a pleasure speaking with you over the last year. Appreciate you coming in today. Keep up all the good work, and thank you very much.
Yeah, and I believe this is probably the last time I'll have a bit of a talk with you.
Well,
too,
you know, we can keep in touch after this, but this will be absolutely the last time you on air. But no, I've appreciated it, and you know, we talked to you last week. You've texted in and you've come in and done this, and I appreciate it. I've really enjoyed it.
Look forward to it. Okay. Bye, listeners.
There you go. Mr. Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, filling you in on all of the goings on around the region.